There are two basic issues as far as I'm concerned in this country. One is about the power problem that we've been faced for the past year or two. The other thing is about economic management. I know that the government is doing a lot to find solution to it. It's just that we haven't had one just communication of where we are and where we are going so as to manage the expectation of people. And so what is happening is that some people don't know where we are going. People who have had a chance to comment on it create the impression that this country is moving towards a kind of power crisis that may eventually paralyze industry, everything that you can think about when it comes to the use of power. Now, the second one is about the economy. We all know that since His Excellency, the President John Dramani Mahama, came to power, we have had challenges with the economy. One of the good things that I note is about the fact that the matter has not been hidden from anybody. I believe one last thing that we had, apart from the homegrown policies, was about a deal, or if you like, a bailout with IMF. This matter has been on for some time. I think even today or yesterday, I read something about it's been finalized. It's something that I want to hear about, the finality of the IMF bailout. You see, once you do that, then there is certainty and people will know where to put their money. Investors will see clearly where the country is moving. I have a few friends who want to do projects in Ghana, and I was surprised. The moment the IMF issue and the bailout came in, they said, oh, let's wait to the outcome of the IMF program. And because of that, whatever I wanted to do with them has stopped. And these are projects that could probably have increased job opportunities for people. And so I want to hear whether there is finality to the proposed bailout arrangement.
I'm not really expecting anything new. In fact, it is difficult to predict what he's coming to talk about, especially with this energy crisis. I cannot imagine what he's going to say about it. Also, he's made various promises, and I don't think he'll be willing to give us a specific time as to when this crisis will end. We cannot separate maternal health from this energy crisis, because women can be undergoing surgery and the light will be off, and if the hospital hasn't got any backup energy, then it's the likelihood that they will die is there. So the energy crisis is crucial. Women are suffering. Hairdressers, fishmongers, they are all suffering because of this energy crisis. So it's a crunch of the matter. People are losing their jobs. Most people have lost their job. In fact, I was in a hotel last weekend when the manager told me that he's thinking of laying off people because he cannot afford the fuel for his generator.
You are a citizen of this country. You've lived here. Has anything changed at all? What is new? What are we to expect from the president? Well, I'm just hoping that tomorrow there wouldn't even be light off in parliament for us to listen to. I mean, what should we expect? Nothing. It's the most shameful and useless administration I've ever seen. What should we expect from him? Nothing. He's not thinking about the well-being and welfare of Ghanaians. No. If he is, by now, he would have been thinking of how to resolve the energy crisis. People are dying. People are complaining. People are wailing in their homes. Families and loved ones are dying. This is a serious matter. So what's he coming to tell us? You come and tell us something, they read the budget and go and do something else. Is that what he's coming to tell us? That Ghana is doing good because they are cutting salts and then they put it in jobs accomplished when they haven't done in photo finish. Is that what he's coming to tell us? I don't believe him. There are statistics and the information we have. So far, the government has borrowed close to $27 billion. What we are seeing is a chicken change of what is done. Go and look at, I think, Singapore or something. They have constructed an ultramodern, whether it's five-way flyover in the middle of the sea. And all costs $1.5 billion. Where is our $27 billion? I mean, you should stop this circle and all that. I mean, that's not what we want. During his tenure, he asked whether Ekwine ABD. After completing circle, what happens to all the people who have lost their jobs? Those people who are even depending or working on their own. Like selling ice waters, all sort of things are happening, my brother. And it's all because of the energy crisis. Today, there is an introduction of a bad policy of people not being able to cash monies that they themselves had saved in the bank. Today, most of the investments are folding up and leaving the country. So what should we expect? Nothing.
currently, and everybody would want the president to say something about and kind of give us hope as to the way forward is the energy sector. And I believe he will tell us, hopefully, what he started doing based on what he outlined earlier, being the strategies he intends implementing to in the short term to bring this to an end, whilst he looks at the medium to long term. And because the impact of this is quite enormous, it has actually affected and it's affecting a number of areas of the economy that I think would engage the president's attention, and we want to know our performance in the past in terms of the economy. We are aware, we knew at the time how the global commodity prices had some degree of negative impact on the economy, which definitely is not the making of the government. What is the outlook now? Are we still sticking to our projections when we were looking at the figures when the budget was presented last year? Are we looking at reviewing some of this, looking at what they are seeing and what they are likely to see by the end of the year? And of course, some negotiations and discussions had started with IMF. What is the stage at which they've gotten to, and the likely agreement, the IMF, I'm sure it's going to, at the end of the day, give us hope.
I'm expecting a lot of initiatives and creativity and innovation at solving the current problems we are facing as a nation and at the regional level in Western region, in Sekendi Takoradi as a metropolis, and specifically any initiative that will improve the lot of my constituents. I have that expectation. Sorry, but it doesn't mean the president will deliver at that. It is my expectation he does present to us a state of the nation that reflects the aspirations of my constituents, coming from my constituency level, a fair constituency. And your presence there by the day, you hear what people say and the expectations people have, which I reflect. It is completely different from what you hear from the presidency top down. This government has always been reactive. Look at the energy crisis that is prevailing. Opposition should bring alternative. Are you proactive? Proactive would mean that you have thought ahead of time solutions, because you know demand is growing. So you plan for it before it comes. That is proactiveness.